Awesome. Thank you so much, James. I'm really excited. Welcome everybody to Boosting Your Xamarin Development Productivity, which is going to be my talk this afternoon. If you missed the keynote, it will be up. You will be able to watch it later on. So hopefully you get a chance to do that. And I'm Maddie. I'm a PM on our Xamarin team, and I focus on our tooling experiences. So David, who is also in the keynote, focuses a lot on the SDK and kind of the like, how can you make a really pretty app using things like the carousel view and the collection view? And I'm kind of on the other side of that. I look at how we can boost your productivity. And today what I want to go through is the four main ways we do that. And then we're going to look at a demo, which will be similar to the keynote demo, but I'm going to take it a lot slower and talk you through how we actually, how you can actually set those up today, which is cool. So the four ways that I like to focus on when I talk about boosting our Xamarin developer productivity is coding, building, deploying, and iterating. So coding is hopefully pretty self-explanatory. Build and deploy can go hand in hand, but there are different ways to boost your productivity with those. And then how to actually help you iterate quicker. So instead of having to go back and code, build, deploy, are there ways that we can kind of skip that step? So we're going to start with coding. One thing that is incredible, Amanda mentioned it this morning, is IntelliCode. And IntelliCode works for C#, as well as Android XML and your Xamarin Forms XAML. And it works out of the box. So we, oh, these should be GIFs, but I don't think they're in the mood. That's okay. But what it does show you is that you have these stars up here that recommend what the most popular control other developers on GitHub, on the internet, using the same kind of project style, have used in this kind of location. So you can see this is the top level of a content page, so it's giving me layouts. And this one is the first thing in a stack layout, so it's giving me label, button, entry, another stack layout, all those great things. And so this is on Windows, but there's been a bunch of innovation on the Mac side, and I was getting some tweets earlier about, like, hey, what about Visual Studio for Mac? So we're demoing on Windows because that's where all of our stream setups are, and trying to do this all remotely is very difficult when there's more than one device per person in the loop. But Mac is absolutely a huge part of our Xamarin developer story. And the first thing that I really wanted to call out with that is our optimized code editing experience. So we rebuilt from the ground up the code editor for Visual Studio for Mac, and it's optimized for C#. And so you get the same code snippets and Roslyn analyzers, light bulbs, multi-carat functionality, emoji support, and go to line, I believe you also get with this. On Mac, exactly the same Roslyn and brains that you have on Windows, but it's native. So it's using the shared brains. I call them the brains. That's like your Roslyn, right? And your snippets and light bulbs. But the actual editor itself is native. So you get things like right-to-left support, you get that emoji support, and it's blazing, blazing fast. So it is available now. It has been out in Mac. It's the default experience for a couple of releases now. And if you haven't noticed it yet, pay a little bit, pay some attention next time and see if it's really helping you out. But from what I've heard, most people notice this instantly, and we're very excited. That's just C#, though. We've also done the same with XAML. And we use the same kind of native editor. So you still have the snappiness and the emojis and the right to left, of course. But we brought over the XAML IntelliSense engine from Windows. So it's separate from Roslyn, it's separate from C#, but we brought it onto Mac. And this gives you all the things you want, like light bulbs and resource IntelliSense, markup extension IntelliSense and completion, namespace IntelliSense and completion. There's so many. Linting, what else am I missing? Tag matching, and so that's a really big one, as well as things just like fuzzy matching. So I can type, I can misspell something, and it'll know what I was trying to spell in a lot of the cases. And both of these, XAML is Xamarin Forms, C# is obviously all the Xamarin and all the amazing .NET things that you can do on Visual Studio for Mac. But on both, we've also been looking at our Android experience. So we've done a whole lot with our Android XML. If you saw in the demo earlier, and you'll probably see it again later, there's things like just color previews for the colors you type in. That's amazing. There's better auto completion, better IntelliSense. There's IntelliCode, higher fidelity layout rendering, all these amazing things. And IntelliSense and auto completion for all your Android resources. And that goes hand in hand with one of the iteration tools, Apply Changes, which is the way that you can apply resource changes, so your styles.xml, your colors.xml, to your running Android app. Now you have amazing IntelliSense for those too. So that's just a taste of the code faster or code easier section and all the innovations we're doing there. But the next one that I want to cover is building. So building is kind of the core thing that you do most of the time, probably. And when I started with the Xamarin team, which was a little bit under 2 years ago, there was a joke that was, I build my app and I go make a cup of coffee and I come back. And I was like, oh, that's funny. I like coffee. I have tea right here, so we're good. But pretty quickly, we started to increase, or I guess decrease, build speeds even more than we had been already. So we have the native platforms, we have the Xamarin layer, everything, right? There's a lot of things to build, and mobile is a pretty slow build as it is compared to something like the web, right? So when I started, one of the big focuses was just we want to increase builds all the time. We want to make them as quick as possible. We don't want anybody to be able to go get that cup of coffee. And that really has come to fruition over the past 2 years. This I showed earlier, but I always come back to the slide. It just blows my mind every time. This is 0.2, so 15.8, which was the second to last release of VS 2017. And then the very first release of VS 2019, the changes in build time and deploy time is so stark and amazing. I mean, if you look at this first column here in VS 2017, it's a minute to do your first build, a minute and 4 seconds. We take 15 seconds off of that in Visual Studio 2019. All that does is, that's how long it takes to upgrade Visual Studio. I mean, that's fantastic. And we've continued these things. I know I mentioned earlier, there's just the amount of people who've been reaching out with the 16.5 release, which is the one that came out last Monday, and just said, oh my gosh, like my Android project just rebuilt in 10 seconds. My iOS project is back up and running in no time. This is amazing. Those are the kinds of things that warm my heart as the tooling PM. That's what gets me excited to go to work every day. And if you do the math out, if you think, hey, I'm a developer, I build, 10 times a day maybe, and that's probably a low ball, and you're saving me 6 seconds per build. Well, that's a minute a day, so that's 5 minutes a week. Well, keep multiplying that out by how many times a week, a month, a year you build, and how many people on your team that is, and that's how much time we're saving you with builds, which is fantastic. So on the flip side of building, there's deploying. And deploying, part of it is deploying it faster, right? Getting it over to the actual device faster. But also part of it is making sure that you're deploying in the optimal way. So what that means is you want to make sure that the app starts fast, that it's a good size, that it's not this huge APK you're pushing over the wire or this huge IPA. And you want to make sure that your customer doesn't have to install this massive app and then wait 10 seconds for it to start. So deploy faster doesn't just mean, hey, when I'm debugging, I want to deploy faster. It also means I want to make sure that I am optimizing my app for all of the use cases when it will be deployed to any of my customers' devices. And that's where startup tracing comes in. So startup tracing is this idea that we can take the normal way of doing Android, which is JIT, just-in-time compilation, which usually has a pretty relatively slow startup speed. It's not super slow, but small app sizes because you're doing things on the fly. And then we can blend it with if we did full AOT. And that's the idea that you do everything ahead of time, so your app is going to be a lot bigger, but the startup speed is a lot quicker. And that's how iOS does it. And that we can blend those together and pick and choose the SDKs and the libraries and stuff that can be pre-built and that don't have a huge performance hit and that we know your app is going to have to use, and then JIT everything else. And that's where we get startup tracing. And you can see in this video down below and also from this graph, it saves a lot of time. It saves over a second in this example here. And you only get 4 megs added to your app. So in the initial case, you get about a second and a half of an advantage between normal and AOT, and you more than double your app size. So I think this is a pretty good trade-off, and it's just a checkbox. Check enable startup tracing. It's going to start doing this. This is in your Android build settings. You don't want to do this for your debug builds, right? So when you're debugging, it doesn't matter so much what your startup speed is going to be because you're just debugging, and you want to make sure that you're running it the kind of the basic way, making sure everything works. And then you can start going into release modes and checking off all these boxes and stuff. But what's great about startup tracing is that everybody's app is different, and we know that. And so we came out with this a couple releases ago, and we had a lot of feedback for, hey, you know, you AOT this thing, but I can actually also AOT this thing in my app. Or, hey, you JITted this thing, and I think this should be AOT. All those different scenarios. Well, we've come out with a command line tool that's going to let you customize your startup tracing bundle, package, whatever you want to call it, and go ahead and say, hey, my app, I know that my app, I've been playing around with it, I've checked this box, I can actually also AOT this, and my app's going to work perfectly fine, and trust me. And we do. We'll let you do it. So that's a really awesome thing. Another thing is Android app bundles. And so this is built right into Visual Studio as well. You basically change what you want your Android app to be packaged as from an APK to an AAB. And this is the idea that you have a user, a customer. So I'm Maddie. I have a Pixel 3. The only language I speak is English, unlike many of our community who are so global and amazing and impressive and speak multiple languages and deal with me and my talking too fast and rambling. And I have the Pixel 3 screen resolution, which is a little bit older. It's not as nice as the Pixel 4 now. And I have a certain Google Play version and a certain device version. So when I traditionally download in the APK, I get everything. I get the images that you would need for running this on a Pixel 4 XL and the images I need for running this on a Nexus 4. And I get all the languages. So I have this actually pretty large app resources area that I don't use. And what App Bundles lets me do is just get the stuff that I need. So in many cases, we've seen 20 to 50% size reduction, roughly, kind of based on what that end user has, how many things you have in the app to begin with. And it's a really, really easy, intuitive way for you as a developer to say, hey, I'm going to package this as an app bundle. That's what I'm going to put on the store. And the store is going to do the work to say, this user needs this. Give them this APK. So again, this is a release tool. Not so much for debugging, but it is one of those things that when you think about deploying faster, you want to make sure that you're striking the right balance and you're optimizing for both the debug situation and the release situation when you give it to your customers. And that brings us to iteration, which is where I've really spent a lot of my time over the past year. I think if you've seen me talk before, you've probably heard me say something about Hot Reload, which is what I call my baby. It is one of my favorite things that I've ever gotten to work on in my career because it has just been so impactful. And what it does is let you change your XAML, hit save as you're debugging your app, and reloads that page. It's pretty simple. You keep your state, you keep your navigation, your view model is not going to get screwed up. It's your real data. When it breaks, you can look at it and it doesn't crash the whole app. It just says, hey, the XAML's wrong, and you can fix it and continue right where you left off. It's just a fantastic tool. And one of the things that we really focused on when we were developing it was reaching out to control vendors and framework vendors and making sure that it worked with those things. Because when we had done previous iterations, kind of experiments on how to do a runtime type tool, an iteration tool, one of the feedback points that we always got was, hey, I use this really cool control from this really cool person, and it doesn't work with this. And we were like, oh, no. So that was kind of the foundation of Hot Reload for us, is really making sure it works for everybody. And there are a lot of new things coming out in the next few releases for Hot Reload. If you go to the aka.ms/XAML Hot Reload link, there is a blog post that's our public preview announcement. And we're in stable now. We're in Visual Studio. I'll show you how to turn it on. But there are links at the bottom of that to popular feature requests. So if there's something you want, check it out there. Feel free to upvote on developer community. And if what you want isn't there, feel free to add a new one. One of the big things that's coming out that we're also focusing on that isn't kind of a tangible feature, but will hopefully be in one of the later releases of 16.6, which is our preview right now, is increasing your reload time by only reloading a subset of the page. So keep your eye out for that option popping up in the next couple of preview releases. Then, of course, there's Hot Restart. And Hot Restart is another kind of Xamarin Forms tool, but it's not for XAML, it's for everything else. You, of course, can hot restart your XAML changes, but if you have Hot Reload, why would you? And what Hot Restart allows you to do is plug a device into your PC and hit restart, and it just rebuilds only what's changed and sticks it into the existing package. So instead of repackaging and resigning and everything, you don't have to wait for those steps. And what's happened, what we've seen, is that this actually can improve first build times by a landslide. So first builds are always going to be longer, right? It has to deploy the package for the first time. But incremental and further builds are so quick. Many are under 10 seconds, which is a really, really good way to get back up and running. So there's also apply changes. I showed that this morning. I mentioned it a little bit earlier with the Android coding tools. What we're going to do right now is we're going to go into a file new Xamarin Forms app, and we're going to look at how to set all these things up and how you can start using them, how you can start using them today in Visual Studio 16.5, which is GA. And I am going to check my time. All right, 1:35, good. Since I ran us behind schedule, I also promised that I would try to bring us back on schedule. So I am going to be good about stopping and, you know, letting everyone get on with their day at 2. So this is VS 2019. Nothing fancy here. If I go to about, 16.5.0 just came out last week. It's fantastic. And I have a shell application. It's the standard one that comes when you do file new. And I want to make sure that I have both hot reload and hot restart on. So tools, options. This is kind of your go-to. Hot reload is down here in Xamarin. Xamarin, hot reload. One checkbox. That's all you got to do. Enable XAML hot reload for Xamarin Forms. And there's the link to our docs right here. This is also where more options will pop up as we come up with new features. So this is kind of your home when you hear something or you see something on Twitter that's like, hot reload does this now. If you think it's something you might have to turn on, here's where you want to check. And then there's hot restart. So hot restart is up in environment, and it's still in preview. So it's in the stable Visual Studio release, but it's an experimental preview. It's an experimental feature. And that's in here, Xamarin hot restart. And you do have to restart your IDE. But what's cool is that on this menu, there's a whole bunch of other existing preview features. So you can see what's going on across all the different teams, not just Xamarin, and not just .NET, too, just general Visual Studio improvements. And check those off here and always keep an eye on this. I like, every time there's a new release, I like to go into the preview features menu and be like, ooh, like, what's new? Like, what can I try out? And sometimes there are things that I never turn back off because I love them so much. So this is how you turn on hot restart. All right, apply changes is on. That's lives here in your Android stuff, but on this toolbar. But first thing I want to do, set up my iPhone here so I have it. Hopefully you all can see my video. I honestly don't know how this stream is going to work. I have it plugged in over the usual cable. I'm going to screen mirror it. So I use this amazing tool called Reflector for screen mirroring. And what it does is it gives you an AirPlay code. And you type it in, and then it pops your phone up. So I'll, it's not interactable, but it is a really snappy, like, instant reflection. So that's cool. And I'll minimize it a little bit because I'll fit my Android one next to that in a second. So I want to make sure I have iPhone selected here. So the CPU is iPhone. If it's iPhone simulator, it's going to think I need to pair to a Mac. I'm not paired to a Mac right now. I'm just got this plugged in. So I have to select iPhone, iOS project, and then my phone pops up right here. You do need to have iTunes installed, and you always are going to need a Mac for development of an iOS app. And the reason for that is because Apple has the APIs you need to sign and package your app, right? But what we've been able to do is kind of give you this basic app that you can put your Xamarin Forms changes in. That being said, if you change things like in your info.plist down here, your entitlements, all of those things are going to require a pair to a Mac and a proper rebuild. But for debugging, this is a really great tool. So I see XAML hot reload connected down here, hot reload connected and ready, initialize agent, yada, yada. So I'll go into my views. I'll go to my about page, which is the best because it has a big colorful button on it. Click on it right there. I'll make this a little bit bigger for now. And I'll just change this primary color to the usual purple, you know, hit save, refreshes real quick, pink, hit save. Oh, so easy, lime, keep going. And one thing that's great about hot reload is that if I hit delete, and so lime is now spelled lim, which is not how you spell lime, that's not a color, and I hover over it, IntelliSense tells me hey, that is not a color. That's not a Xamarin Forms color. What are you doing? But my app is working totally fine. The only thing that's different is my button went away. And that's because it doesn't know what color to set it as. So it just didn't set a color at all. So I can go back here. I can come back in. My app is still working perfectly fine. But I'll put that E back for lime and save. Bam. And so you can see the screen refreshes there. Like when I change something, I'll do that again. It flashes for a sec and it goes away. And so part of that is because we're reloading the whole page. And it's just a visual cue for you that it worked, right? And so what we're trying to do in one of our future releases is get that flash to go away. We've also heard it could be possibly an accessibility issue. So we want to just reload this button here. So nothing around it on the page is going to change. There's no flash. It's just that the button is going to go away and come back with a new color. And that will not only speed up the reloads, but also get rid of that flash and keep even more of your date, your scroll state, the state that your video is in when you're playing. So, like I said, tools options is where that feature will pop up in a few releases. Great. So, I'm going to stop debugging this, and I'm going to show you my favorite feature in 16.5, which is hot reloading with multiple startup projects. So, what are multiple startup projects? Good question. That is the idea that you can hit this debug button, and it's going to start that for multiple things at once. So the first thing I want to do is check that, okay, yes, my iPhone, it's going to my iPhone. What's my Android project going to? All right, it's going to this Pixel emulator, which I believe is already open. Oh, it is. Good. Sweet. So these are both set up correctly. Any CPU is fine for Android. It kind of knows what it's doing here. I'm going to right-click on my solution, and then I'm going to go to Set Startup Projects right here. So I know this is small. I'm sorry. But it's right-click on the solution level, not the project level, which is a mistake I tend to make. And this pops up this nice little dialogue right here. And you can see the default is current selection or single startup project, which is my current selection. But I want to click on this multiple startup projects box right here. And so if you're a Mac user, by the way, this is the same. It's a different dialogue, but it's the same step. It's right click on solution, set startup projects, and then you actually name the configuration and pick what to do. But you have the same feature as well, and it is equally as fantastic. And what I'm going to do is go into .android start, .ios start. Okay. Ooh, great. I'm going to check that this CPU is still set to iPhone. This is something we're figuring out why it wants us to do this, but it does. This is also how we tell it to use hot restart and not pair to Mac right now. So we're figuring out how to make this multiple. We're looking at this experience all up. But for now, just make sure that this is set to iPhone and hit start. And we'll check, we'll give this a couple seconds to just build. You can see that since this has been deployed on both of these already, though, this build is flying. I mean, this is almost done. Yeah. And so another anecdote, if I go back a few years ago when I started demoing, I remember it was like, I need to build my stuff when I start talking. Because if I have to wait and have a talk track over as a new speaker, have a talk track over a build, I'm going to be so stressed out. I don't even worry about it anymore because every talk track I make is completely way longer than the builds actually take. But just like that, I'm up and running, hot reloads connected again, and we'll do that same about page little button demo about. And I'll change this to purple, back to the best, hit save, and it quickly just changes both of them. And so this works really well also when I want to do something like not style this button, right? So it's got a background color. If I delete the background color and I change the text color back to whatever the default would be, hit save. This is when you really start to see the native platforms shine through. And that's an amazing thing about Xamarin Forms, in my opinion, is that by default, my app looks like my users expect it to. If I make a settings page, it's going to look like an iOS-y settings page and an Android-y settings page. But sometimes when I'm writing my app, when I want something to be branded the way that I want it to be branded, I want to dictate exactly how those controls should look. And that's where something like material design comes in. So what I'm going to do is actually stop running this app, go to my NuGet lovely package manager, manage my NuGet packages, and find my material design package. So, material. Visual, where are you? Visual material, I'm typing it backwards. Great, I'm going to check that off, install, make sure it's the versions all match up, hit accept. I'm going to go add these into my startups here. So my main activity here and my app delegate here. Let's do my material init, make sure everything's installing all right. What did I do? Oh, my Xamarin Forms version's out of date. That's okay. I filed new right before this because I wanted to make sure it was a fresh project. But, of course, that means I have to update some more stuff. So, update. Accept. Perfect. Go back to browse. Do my material again. Visual. Of course, this also works on the command line if you're a command line person. But I am not very good at NuGet on the command line, unfortunately. So, all right, great. I'm going to go to my app delegate. I'm going to add this change right here, formsmaterial.init. It's either material or formsmaterial. Save. I'm going to do the same thing in my Android project right here, right before my forms init. Hit save. Ah! Oh, did I do something? Dot init. What do my quick actions say? Forms dot. Maybe I have to do it after. Oh, this is why I need to give it arguments. I love my platforms. Okay, save. There we go. And I'm still in the same multiple startup projects. I'm just going to hit start and let this go. And so what hot restart is going to do is pick up the fact that I just added that NuGet package, pick up that change. Android is going to do the same thing. It's going to pick up that change to my app delegate to make sure that it inits the package correctly. And so this one takes a little bit longer, right? It has to go in and get a whole new NuGet package and say whatever. But it's still kind of flying through. Hot reload is still on. I'm going to close out of both of these. I'm going to get back into my about page. Give it a second. My deploy is starting. Go to my Pixel first. And then it's going to come over to my iPhone. Hot restart asks you to open the app on your iPhone. So just make sure you keep an eye out for that pop-up when it happens. Boop. Debugging. Please launch my application. Launch. Woo. There we go. Just everyone's waking up. It's a Monday. I'm going to go back to my about page. I still have that old button style. Type visual equals material. Hit save. And so I can't see my iOS one, which either means that the NuGet package didn't get installed or I screwed up the colors. Let's just double check. Ooh, references, it's here. Oh, it doesn't have the material iOS components. Well, that's what it needs. That's okay. But I'll just set it back to default. And I can actually debug right now that I installed my NuGet packages not all the way. And switch it right back and it's going to work totally fine, which is awesome. And I don't lose any state. One last thing I wanted to show before we go open up for questions is how Hot Reload handles changing or state across devices. So this is the same page. This is one XAML page. This is my item detail page. And I'm on the fifth item here and the first item here. And as you saw in the keynote, and if you didn't see it, definitely go back and watch it because it's with monkeys, so it's way cooler. When I change these things, these items stay the same. But what's great about that is that I can also edit two different pages at the same time. So I'll go into the About page on iOS because I want to tweak that button. And I'll stay on the Item Detail page on Android because I want to make sure that everything I'm doing is reflective or I'm testing two new features at once, whatever it is. I'm going to change this background color to like light gray, hit save. I'm going to go into my Item Detail page. I know that's a horrible button. I'm so sorry. I'm going to change this font size to header, hit save. Ooh, and just like that, changes, totally different states of the application. That's two actually separate debuggers running, which is so cool, but that's still working just like I would expect Hot Reload to, as if it was one at a time. And so then I can go back into my, you know, go back to browse, go back to my about page here, and I have the button updated the way that I did it. And then iOS, I think, didn't pick it up because I navigated wrong, but that's okay. Or the header text is not the right size for iOS, but cool. And then finally, apply changes. That button is right here. It's in one of these. Yes. So I'm going to maximize my screen so that it's not hiding it anymore. But apply changes is your Android resources. So that's everything in this file folder right here. Let me drag this out. In this folder right here. So that includes things like your tab bars, your abouts, your feeds. This Ambrin logo is an image in here. The layouts, you can reload those or apply those changes. And the most important one to me is the values. So your colors and your styles. In this sample app, we have our top bar set as a style. So this bar right here, this blue on the top of this Pixel 3. I'm going to pull this to the side again. And I'm going to leave this iOS app up and running. And then I'm going to go into color primary dark, and I can see that's used for the status bar. I'm going to change this to purple. And I'm going to hit save. Or actually, I'm going to change it to a hex code. I'm going to change it to this. Paste it, because I want it to be that hot pink. And I also get that beautiful color preview. And I'm going to hit the apply changes button. And it's building. I hope that means I clicked it. Yep. And I can still interact with my iOS app while this is running. So like I said, it's a completely separate debugger. And just like that, my Android app is back up. You can actually see it just applied it twice because I hit it twice. But everything is working as I'd expect it to. I can still play around with my iPhone while my Android app is applying those changes. And it is super, super fun when you're working cross-platform. So I'm going to stop this. 151. I'm doing great. I'm going to go back to my slides. Demo's over. Some links. Hot Reload Docs, aka.ms/XAML Hot Reload Docs. Hot Restart Docs, you might be able to sense a pattern, aka.ms/Hot Restart Docs. Hot Restart, like I said before, is in preview. The docs are also in preview. If you find an issue with them or you want clarification on them, absolutely send that my way. Multi-deploy instructions. So it's called Multiple Startup Projects. It's a Visual Studio and Visual Studio for Mac feature, but they are linked from the Hot Reload documentation. So you're more than welcome to go there and take a look. And finally, the Monkeys app from the keynote this morning is on my GitHub. The app we just looked at was the Shell sample app. So file new, Xamarin Forms, Shell. And that is all I got. I hear Channel 9 is clicking around, so I would love to answer your questions.
Thank you so much, Maddie. That was amazing talk. And Howard on Twitter agrees with me. He says, great presentation. And he would like to know, what would you recommend to read about all this awesome startup performance in order to know what to pick for their applications?
That's a really good question. Android in particular is one that has a lot of options. And we've started to do some blogs and challenges. I know there is a really good blog. I can't remember the title of it. But if you at me in your Twitter comments, I'll respond with the link. That kind of details what you should do for debug and release. There's also an Android challenge we did on GitHub where we gave people all these different tools. And we said, hey, try these out with your app and tell us if the performance actually got better or if it got worse or what happened to your app size. And there's a lot of really cool results and anecdotes from that as well. So I'll link that if you add me on that tweet, and I'll give you that info.
Perfect. I have another question from Gis Liberty. He would like to know, does multiple start projects work with emulator simulators?
It does, yeah. So that demo right there was actually an Android emulator and my iPhone physical, and it works vice versa or both. So
awesome.
I can do that, all the permutations.
Perfect, amazing. One more question from Darges. Does Hot Reload work with native libraries?
So XAML Hot Reload does not. If you mean native libraries, like specific UIs for your Android and iOS app, XAML Hot Reload is just XAML changes. If you're putting things like custom controls or like custom renders that exposed through XAML in your Xamarin Forms project, those will be reloaded. But the rule of thumb is generally, if it's not XAML and it's not in your .NET standard Xamarin Forms project, it's not going to reload with XAML Hot Reload. And that's why we have tools like Hot Restart and Apply Changes that can get you back up and running with those.
Okay, great. Another question from Hussein. Does Hot Restart supports also emulators or only connected devices?
So it's only devices, and the reason for that is because the emulator that you use, your remote emulator that you'd use on Windows, is actually being run on the Mac. So we can't run a simulator, right? We can't run the simulator for iOS on Windows, which is why you need the device, and that's how we kind of do the communication. But yeah, it's always something we want to make a seamless experience. And if you do want to use simulators, the Pair2Mac experience and the stability of that is also something we're always looking at and improving.
Yeah, makes sense. Great. Okay, next question. According to deploy to Android and iOS simultaneously, when I set a breakpoint, how can I see on which debug context, iOS or Android, am I?
That is a good question. Tweet me, at me, and I will make sure I have someone on the engineering team respond to you with an answer that is not fake, because my answer is like, you should be able to tell, right? But I don't think that's a suitable answer for that question. So I will double check and I will get back to you.
Perfect. Yeah, Rob Wilson on Twitter says that was amazing. Dual iOS and Android updates at the same time. And he has a question, will this ever support desktop as well?
Oh, that's a great question, and I get that all the time. So I know I mentioned earlier the public preview blog has some links at the bottom. The number one piece of feedback we have is Windows support. And I can tell you it's coming. I cannot tell you when, because I don't know. The reason we didn't have it initially is because this runs over the mono debugger. So everything is based on debugging. And so we hacked it together, and then we kind of productized it. We tested it a bunch, and then people were like, well, where's Windows? And we were like, Windows doesn't use mono. So we've been going back and working to make sure that we are going to support Windows platforms. We just want to make sure we're doing it right, which is what the holdup has been. But check that developer community ticket on that blog post, aka.ms/xamlhotreload. We keep it updated. It's currently on under roadmap, but feel free to upvote, comment, all those things.
Sounds good. Okay, Jasmi Pratik would like to know, what are the specifications of the PC used for demo? He says it was super snappy.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a couple years old, so I have a Ryzen processor, which is great because the Android emulator, Ryzen and Hyper-V all get along really well now with the latest Windows builds. It's a 2600, so about... It's like not the X one. It's pretty good. And I have 16 gigabytes of RAM. I have two monitors. I have a decent enough GPU that I can play Fortnite, but not great. So I wouldn't say it's a top of the line PC, but it is a desktop. This one isn't a laptop that I'm demoing on today.
All right, thanks. I think that was all the questions. Thank you again for the amazing demo and great Q&A. And we're moving back to James. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye-bye.